In 2020, images of people in China dropping in the street went viral, using a knee and hands to break the fall. Not in the same style as millions were collapsing after 2020 by using their face to break the fall, the exact same message of fear was parroted in real time across the world by the media. And the governments of the world all agreed, for the first time ever, to tear up their own emergency pandemic preparedness protocols, the ones developed by medical experts and refined over years with consultation and discussion, so that when an emergency arises, emotion and panic doesn't get in the way. Yes, that's the one they all tore up without hesitation. And then within a fortnight, the whole world was in lockdown and people were locked in their homes, another world first. Because it was such a dangerous disease that you had to be tested to know that you had it. So virulent and transmissible, you had to keep 6 feet apart for, but to get a swab sample, drill all the way to the brain. And even if it did exist, could only kill people on average older than life expectancy itself. Or as Boris Johnson joked, get COVID, live longer. I say even if it did exist, because despite many freedom of information requests and court proceedings, no scientific documentation has ever been produced to show its isolation. It's a well-known fact. The best ways to avoid and fight off disease is to exercise, get sunshine, eat a healthy diet, and breathe fresh air. So they closed the gyms, locked everyone in their homes, kept chain fast food and liquor stores open, and enforced masks. Masks, which in 2020, Fauci said were useless. Then he said they were essential. Then two masks. Then the more masks, the better. Until finally confessing in 2024 that he made it all up, including the 6 feet apart. And these are the same masks which in 2003 the Australian government issued $110,000 fines to retailers for if they exaggerated the health benefits of. A lot of people assumed those in charge were looking after them. They looked after children by closing schools, banning social interactions and forcing masks on them. They looked after lovers by either separating them, locking them up together, cancelling their wedding, or by taking away their livelihood. They looked after the chronically ill by denying them medical care. Disease went undiagnosed and hospital visits were blocked. They looked after the religious by paying churches to close their doors. They looked after the abused by locking them up with their abusers. They looked after families by separating them over borders. They looked after the elderly by isolating them from their family. They looked after the dying by banning loved ones to be by their side, then ban family from attending their funeral. You weren't allowed to visit family, but you were allowed to visit a brothel. Small businesses were forced to close. The chain stores remained open. It was 2 weeks to flatten the curve, which turned into 4, 8, 12, or with Victoria, 37 weeks, all with the promise of a vaccine that's on the way, which will let everyone out of their homes because it will stop you from getting it and passing it on.
Vaccine, a key goal is to stop the transmission, to develop a plan for the world to globally eliminate COVID-19.
They locked the entire state of Victoria down with 6.5 million people for less than 20 cases, which is impossible given PCR has a 5% false positive rate. The inventor of PCR, Carrie Mullis, said, "It can't tell you if you're sick, and if you run enough cycles, it will show anything." Carrie Mullis was a strong critic of Tony Fauci, but ended up dying mysteriously in August of 2019.
Tony Fauci does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera.
While the world was locked in their homes, politicians partied and took off their masks whenever they thought the cameras weren't rolling.
We should all be wearing a mask.
Hospitals were told to put COVID on a death certificate without a test if they assumed. Hospitals were paid more and with increasing amounts, then three times more if put on a ventilator. 40,000 US. We never heard about anyone dying from COVID in their homes, as you'd expect, with a deadly disease. All COVID deaths were, oddly, in a hospital. At the same time hospitals were apparently overwhelmed, videos of choreographed and well-rehearsed TikTok videos of nurses dancing were going viral. Not surprisingly, videos were emerging from all over the world showing empty hospitals.
So there's nobody even in there?
Nobody's in there.
Nobody's in the hospital? How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
No one was collapsing in the street from COVID, and the bodies of the homeless weren't found laying in the street. Animals weren't randomly dying from it. Although at one stage the UK considered killing all pet cats to contain the spread. Super cheap antiparasitical drugs were widely reported by many sources, including The Lancet, to dramatically reduce symptoms, including Fauci himself, who in 2005 called it a wonder drug, prophylactic, and a vaccine. Then the media shills chimed in and branded the Nobel Prize winning medication a horse dewormer and ridiculed anyone for taking it. Those who complied with the rules were assured they had superior intelligence and morals, and encouraged them to see those who didn't comply as dumb and dangerous.
The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask.
Then came talk of the jabs. The fastest time a vaccine had been developed before COVID was 4 years, with Ebola vaccine taking 20 years. But these arrived in 8 months and were to be administered to the entire world. And that's after previously stating that they never made a successful vaccine for coronavirus before. And these were apparently developed solely from a computer model gene sequence provided by the Chinese using blind trust. Drugs in a trial phase can only be given provisional or emergency use authorization, which in turn can only be granted if no alternative is available. With incredible timing, Nobel Prize-winning medications were banned from treating the so-called virus. The injections were still in trial phase, and Gates said,
if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years.
Fauci once said,
well, and now let's give it to thousands of people, and then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose, and then what have you done?
The carrot always comes before the stick. Donuts, burgers, fries, beers, and lottery tickets were given out with every jab.
Just think of this when you think of vaccination. Mmm. Vaccination.
Celebrities were paid a lot of money to advertise it. All the while, scary ads ran in the background. No open debates ever occurred, and scientists were blocked from talking with the media. Former chief scientific advisor to Pfizer was called a conspiracy theorist. The definition of vaccine was changed. The flu disappeared. Social media banned any criticism. People were told to turn on anyone who questioned it. Medical boards threatened doctors and health workers with regulatory action for voicing any opposition to the injections. Doctors received bonuses for every shot administered. The media was given tax exemptions for towing the line. Big Pharma sponsors the media, donates millions to both sides of politics, and heavily funds government health administrations. Despite all this funding and giving their money away, Big Pharma made record profits during this time. Bill Gates profits 20 to 1 on vaccines. He was also good friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Pfizer had previously paid the largest fraud settlement in history for false advertising of its products, and it wasn't the only time. Yet for this product, they made sure they were granted immunity from prosecution. Less than 10% of adverse events are reported, some sources saying way less than 10%. Governments refer to it as a poison. They said,
you're okay, you're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
And that it was a
pandemic now of the unvaccinated.
But we know how that ended up. And when Pfizer was asked if it was ever tested to stop transmission, they said,
no, we had to really move at the speed of science.
And even after all of that, the mandates stayed in place. Every bit of information that came from the TV was completely wrong. Every recommendation for better health was not only wrong, but the opposite for better health. What are the odds of that? They use dummies. They use actors. Some trials were conducted on 8 mice and 0 humans. Fauci was accused of torturing beagles. There were no excess deaths in 2020, but 17% in 2022, or even higher. On-field sports-related deaths increased tenfold. A practice run for COVID called Event 201 was held in August 2019. The blueprints for all supposed COVID mistakes were chillingly foretold in many preparedness scenario documents. Hospital cardiac admissions mirrored the jab administration. The once empty hospitals of 2020 have been in crisis ever since mid-2021. The FDA wanted 55 years to release the jab data. Excess deaths in each country mimic the uptake rate. A sharp increase of heart attacks and strokes was reported. At first, it was all quite a mystery. Health experts said they were baffled. Ignoring that Pfizer had updated the label to include heart inflammation, medical journals published a few articles on adverse events. Did I say a few? I mean, a few thousand. Then the media finally admitted that excess deaths were occurring, but still nobody seemed to care. So they thought they'd just come out with it. And still, nobody seemed to care. And all along, the politicians that were barking at everyone,
go get vaccinated, America,
and calling them selfish for not getting the jabs, were exempt.
It's mandatory vaccination directions. I understand Commonwealth employees and court staff are exempt from the mandate.
Oh, yeah, that's not a watering down. That's specific advice, legal advice, and supported by the Solicitor General that there are constitutional and other legal protections for some of those groups that mean that a mandate was really not a recommendation for those groups.
And does that, will that apply to MPs too? I mean, are those of state MPs in the Parliament?
Yeah, I believe so. Again, legal impediments or legal recommendations that MPs can't be within those mandates. That's not to say that there aren't other mechanisms for MPs to be managed, but the Treasurer can speak to that.
So just to clarify, that is no longer... MPs are no longer part of the public health order.
No, MPs have not been part of the mandate for legal advice around that. But as I understand it, not required for MPs in Victoria as well.
So that brings this compressed summary of COVID to a close. But before you consider asking any questions, I will close with a collective message from all your favourite politicians, mainstream media and Big Pharma.
You know, I came up with the vaccine. They said it would take 3 to 5 years, gonna save the world. I recommend you take it, but it was a great achievement.